I'm so delighted to have Happy Mammoth as a SelfWork sponsor. We're only just beginning to understand the vital role that hormonal stability and regulation plays in our mental health. I had a doctor look at me the other day and say, oh, I leave that hormonal stuff to the OBGYNs, and I just shook my head. So sometimes you have to advocate for yourself, and that's where Hormone Harmony comes into play. Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony, which is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but is dedicated to making all women's lives easier no matter what time of life you're in now. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. You can join thousands of women who are so very happy with what Hormone Harmony is doing for them. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFWORK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFWORK for 15% off today. This is SelfWork, and I'm Dr. Margaret Rutherford. At SelfWork, we discuss psychological and emotional issues and what you can do about them, whether that's learning self-acceptance, taking action, or seeking therapy or treatment. 8 years ago, I extended the walls of my practice to reach those of you who might already be knowledgeable about mental health treatment, but also to those of you who might say you'd never darken the door of a therapist. And yet, you are here. I'll answer your questions while I invite you to take a few minutes for your own self-work. Trauma is when a child dies or you're raped. You see and do things in war that are unfathomable, things that wound you and even haunt you, that give you flashbacks or nightmares, things that you avoid thinking about or quite the opposite, that you cannot stop thinking about. This kind of trauma can last a very short time or a very long one. Welcome to this week's edition of SelfWork. It's been over a year since my TEDx talk on perfectly hidden depression was released, and it's now earned over 1 million views and has almost 1,000 comments. If I needed any reassurance that there are many people out there who are suffering while getting the message from their culture, from their friends, from their families, even from mental health clinicians themselves, that I quote, "You don't look depressed," or "You don't have anything to be depressed about." If I needed reassurance, I have it now. I didn't really need it. Too many people have reached out to me. That's what we're talking about today on SelfWork, how trauma has lasting impact. And you're so good, or efficient is perhaps a better word, at avoiding and denying and building a facade that's rock solid around you that no one would guess this process was going on. Our listener email is from a young woman who watched the TEDx and decided to write me about her lifelong battle with depression, how she feels she's a horrible disappointment to her parents, and in her short email has only shaming and self-destructive things to say about herself. But there's one thing she never mentions that seems so obvious to me. I hope I can help her see her condition differently so she can take action toward a better life. I want to thank one of our major sponsors of SelfWork, AG1. Here's a message from them. It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why, for years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword, it's a commitment. And at each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of their manufacturing, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by replacing all those multiple health supplements like your multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one simple scoop. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for their quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I drink every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try it and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/selfwork. Again, that's drinkag1.com/selfwork. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about a guy named Steve. Why? Because his is a story that holds so much meaning and understanding for how trauma has a lasting impact and how our secrets and the feelings behind those secrets can hang around for seemingly ever. And yet, when those feelings aren't denied anymore, when you realize the connection between what happened to you then and your present difficulties now, it can be a huge light bulb moment. Let's first talk about the word trauma. So many of you probably wouldn't want that word to be used to describe anything in your own life, and I get it. Trauma is when a child dies or you're raped. You see and do things in war that are unfathomable, things that wound you and even haunt you, that give you flashbacks or nightmares, things that you avoid thinking about or quite the opposite, that you cannot stop thinking about. This kind of trauma can last a very short time or a very long one. Domestic abuse, sexual abuse, other horrors that one human being can do to another. All of that is trauma. Often in that situation, if you're diagnosed, you'll be diagnosed with a mental disorder of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is very difficult to have and can be really, in fact, damn hard to beat. Although finally there are some breakthrough treatments, such as what's called the stellate ganglion block, there are ketamine treatments, transcranial magnetic stimulation, and others. And a certain kind of group therapy provided by clinicians trained to work with trauma can also be helpful. And there are lots of individual clinicians who have what's called a trauma-based practice, meaning that they work in trauma a lot and they're good at it. But it's important to say that not all trauma is the same. There are famous researchers who tried for years to get what they term developmental trauma, also recognized as a kind of trauma disorder. It never has been, I'm sad to say, because I and others believe that how we are currently labeling children as, for example, oppositional defiant, might be much more specifically understood as a normal, natural reaction to what's going on in their home, their environment, or their culture that is destructive. And their oppositional defiance emerges because of that situation. When you think of trauma in this way, you may also be able to imagine that as a child with very little control over your life, that what would be viewed by others looking into that home or environment as traumatic or abusive might be not what that child calls it. That child lives there, and that's their normal existence. Whether their normal is about racism or alcoholic parents, sexual inappropriateness, poverty, or emotional abuse, that child has to deal with it every day, and maybe you did. And that's when the feelings around your hurt can be pushed away, shoved into a corner of your mind. Now, that description leads me to Steve. Why do I want to tell you about Steve's story? Because Steve's behavior in the present, in the now, was being affected by what he'd never called trauma in the past. But when he realized, as I sort of said in the title, that what had been done to him, he'd never do to anyone he loved, that realization changed his life. That's the realization that his trauma was real and that it and he mattered. I first met Steve when he and his wife Diane came in for couples work. He was the quieter partner by far, but spoke up from time to time. They made some changes that were needed to manage a rough spot in their marriage, mainly how they were going to work as a team to approach their daughter, whose drug habit had severely worsened. They tried lots of different approaches, but they never really grieved her addiction or their hopes for what might have been her life. So that was the first step. Then they collaborated on what they needed to do now and agreed on a plan. Steve called several months after their initial visits. They were over, He said he'd like to come in by himself, and his wife was fine with that plan. When we sat down, he seemed less sure of himself than I'd recognized before. He explained, "I've been retired now for 6 months, and I'm falling apart." I think he had a cuss word right before that, which I won't say on self-work, but I'm, you know what, falling apart. "I don't know what's happening. I've been planning for retirement for years. I love to hunt and play golf, but all I'm doing is sitting around, drinking. I've gained 20 pounds, and most of what I get from Diane now are disappointed looks. Frankly, I'm disappointed in myself as well." I began asking him about his childhood, a topic that hadn't really come up in our previous work, and Steve began to chuckle. Now, Steve had that kind of laugh that's really infectious. In fact, I found myself smiling and laughing along with him. "Oh, man," he said, "my childhood. Well, my mama would get me out in the yard and throw these huge rocks at me, all the while screaming that I wasn't ever going to amount to anything." And he kept on laughing. Steve had retired from a career where he basically ran the show. He worked for a huge corporation, but was head of a closely knit division of workers that had to rely heavily on each other during times of huge stress, which was most of the time. He was constantly told by that staff, "We couldn't do this without you," or, "Man, you can't retire." But he did. I asked Steve, "Don't you have a grandson?" "Yeah, he's 6. "Okay. Let's get him out in my front yard and throw rocks at him and scream that he'll never amount to anything." Steve looked up at me really shocked. He goes, "Well, I wouldn't do that." I said, "Why not? You're laughing." "Because it would hurt him." I paused. "Right. And look what's happening when you've retired. You're no longer hearing from others how valuable you are. You don't have the daily affirmation any longer that your mother was wrong. Steve, you've probably never grieved for that child that you were. You've never felt what you need to feel about your mother, and who knows what else. What you would never do to your grandson was done and said to you multiple times. And you've kept the shame of all that hidden far away." There was just kind of silence for a second. "You're right. I didn't think it was that important. I was a kid, but you're right. Voices of shame stick with you. There's no amount of affirmation or success that can quell them. What's necessary and very healing is compassion for yourself, kindness toward yourself, and to see and call trauma for what it is and was." Now, Steve's mother might have had good qualities. Maybe she'd been verbally abused herself. Maybe she was angry or worried about money or food and took her anger out on Steve. Maybe he'd been goofing off at school and the only way she knew to motivate him was to scream at him. We don't have to throw her completely under the bus. But you can acknowledge that what happened was wrong. And the proof of that was when Steve said, "I'd never do that. It would hurt him." Things were done to Steve that he'd never do to someone he loved. Now, here's my question to you. Are you hiding your own trauma? How would you answer this question? Would you treat a child or someone you loved the way you were treated? Would you try to make someone feel like you used to feel or still feel? And yet, these very feelings, have you never talked about it or admitted it? Have you grieved it? Maybe instead, for years, you've buried those memories deep in your psyche and focused on achievement and creating a great life and thought that was enough. That was the answer. My experience says it's not the answer. Those memories and the feelings that belong with them have a life of their own, maybe buried, but they have not gone away. And they can at times erupt in you. Or the pain associated with them can slowly seep out, sabotaging any true freedom you might have felt you had. And once again, you're haunted by what you can't seem to control. So what can you do about it, as we like to ask ourselves here? First, you can call trauma, trauma. Second, you can answer that question, would I do this to someone I loved? And if the answer is no, that's the part of you that needs your understanding and compassion. I hope this makes sense to you, because So many of us shove away the trauma in our lives, the problems that we experienced as children. And yet when you begin to recognize, just like Steve did, that who you are today is so highly influenced by what you experienced and the messages you got from those around you who were supposed to keep you safe, but did not. Again, the question to ask, would I do what was done to me to someone I loved? So let's take a break and we'll be back in just a moment. Ever feel like you're too busy to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution. No more meal planning or shopping. Every Sunbasket meal is designed by dietitians and chefs to be healthy, nourishing, and delicious with none of the hassle. You can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy recipes each week, and you can order things like Mediterranean diet, vegetarian, carb conscious, even gluten-free. I love to cook, but some nights having those decisions made for you and so nutritiously with organic fresh produce is fabulous. You can also have pre-made meal options as well that are just as tasty and are ready in 5 minutes or less. Sunbasket takes care of all the hard parts of healthy eating and delivers right to your door. Remember, mental health is directly tied to what you eat or don't eat, and Sunbasket's offer is phenomenal. Go to sunbasket.com/selfwork today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/selfwork to save $120 across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. The listener email for today, I had to shorten just a bit, but I hopefully have covered her major points. She says, I saw your TED Talk the other day, and when I saw this email on your website, I decided to send one. It's been almost a decade since I found myself in a perpetual state of depression and anxiety, meaning she's been depressed for 10 years. I have nothing to show for those years. I have no photographs for the most part. I have no anecdotes of my own, no friends that I had, but a big blank space in place of all that. If only I had a handful of memories to look back to, life would have been a bit more bearable. My parents are good people who have loved me unconditionally and have, for the most part, tried to be understanding when I continued to disappoint them. They're the only reason I still exist. As a child, I was ahead of my peers, and my parents thought they had a gifted child, and for this reason, I was expected to be successful at life, too. Little did they know that for me, mediocrity would be an achievement. And once I realized this about myself, I tried my best to rationalize my condition and to think my depression away and out of my mind. I genuinely tried my best to fit in with the people around me, but I have failed miserably at that. Right now, I'm in a university in another city, in a hostel room, and except for going to uni, I have not been anywhere or seen anything, and I have been here for more than 4 years. I hate my major and am completely unequipped for my adult life, and I have no way, listen to this, I have no way of escaping my condition. This is the last year where I'm giving myself a chance, and I can't say I'll try my best because I've never been able to do so, but I will try. I've always wanted to keep a diary, but I never did, apart from writing a couple of entries a year. But this year, I've started again, and so far, I've been writing fairly regularly. The average human life is already too short to read all the books in the world, and reading is something I've always liked, but didn't do as much as I should have. This year, I've been trying to read consistently and watch good shows and movies, maybe even write a little, even though I have no natural talent for it. So this year, I want to be a pleasant person. I want to contain myself more and not affect my kind parents with my episodes of crying and self-pity. I have no goals apart from that, and every day, little by little, I both fade and decline, though I seem okay on the outside. I don't even know why I've written all this. I guess I just wanted to tell someone. Thanks for giving me a chance to put this out there. Wow. When I read this, I bolded several of this young girl's comments. Things like, mediocrity would be an achievement. I've tried my best to fit in, but I have failed miserably. I have no way of escaping my condition. And she blames herself for her episodes of crying and self-pity. What all of this seems to believe or seems to say is that she doesn't believe anything can be done. And to me, the huge fact that she's missing is She's never received treatment for depression. She says that she goes from depression to anxiety over and over, so she sees it and she labels it as such, but nowhere has she received help. No medicine, no therapy, no support group. This kind of depression that begins in childhood and wreaks havoc with your ability to function, to study, to reach your potential, to slowly build self-esteem and self-confidence as lucky children are able to do. It makes it impossible. Childhood depression is very real. It'd be kind of like saying, oh yes, I've had pneumonia all my life, but it's my fault that I can't breathe easily. She's blaming herself for what seems to me to be the impact of the mental and emotional disorder of depression. That may be why her writing is helping, because she's finally beginning to let herself express her feelings rather than judging herself so harshly. I'm not so sure what she means by good books and movies, but maybe ones that instill hope or help her recognize some of what are normal parts of growing up. Maybe she recognizes her isolation as part of the problem. But, you know, here we go. She's relying on her own very depressed mind to give her accurate information. And if you've listened to self-work for a while, you know depression lies to you. So my answer to her is go get treatment. Get into therapy. Go see a psychiatrist or any doctor and let them know how long you've been suffering. Your illness is not your fault. Childhood depression exists. I don't know if there's a traumatic reason for your depression that you're not talking about, but something happened where you seem to have had a lot of potential and then you didn't, at least in your own eyes, meet that potential. But my guess is something happened, or that's when your depression started. Your depression is not your fault. Thank you so much for being here at Self Work. I cannot believe this is the 402nd episode. Wow. We've been going a long time, and that's because y'all are such loyal listeners and you're sharing Self Work with your friends, and it's growing, and we're attracting new sponsors, which of course helps pay for this. But I have something exciting for you. We have written a new ebook. It's all about what's your protective shield. It has exercises for you to do about how you may have built a shield around yourself, kind of like Steve did, so pain stays away from your consciousness. But hopefully it will give you some insight into yourself and you'll enjoy doing the exercises. It's called What's Your Protective Shield? Now, how do you get it? All you have to do is subscribe to drmargaretrutherford.com and it's yours. If you go to my website, drmargaretrutherford.com, I just said it, it'll say, here's a way for you to subscribe, and then you will be given this exciting new ebook, all for free. And of course, when you subscribe, you'll only receive a weekly newsletter with my weekly blog post and my weekly episode in it. It's a great way, and actually the easiest way that you can possibly stay in touch with me. So I invite you to do that. You can also join my Facebook group. That's free at facebook.com/groups/selfwork. We have about 4,000 people in the group from all over the world, and it's really a place that's very warm and inviting. I'd love to have you there. As always, thank you for being here. Please take care of yourself, your loved ones, and your community. I'm Dr. Margaret, and this has been Self Work.